Peace and blessings, everybody. You're listening to The Good Brother Experience, where it is I, the good brother, the original black man. I am Reek. What you doing? How you doing? How you been? One, drink some water. Secondarily, rate, review, and subscribe to my program. Last but not least, if you would like to email me at goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. Once again, that is goodbrotherexperience@yahoo.com. So I want to open up this episode with me clarifying something. On the last episode, I was speaking to the young niggas that might listen to my show, and I was saying that if you use liquor to your advantage to open up a woman, as opposed to both you guys sharing the liquor, getting drunk, and then y'all doing what y'all doing, there's a difference in consent. So somebody hit me up and was like, "Yo, Reek, I was misunderstanding. Were you saying that just as long as both of y'all are drunk, then that counts as consent?" And that's not what I was saying at all. And then the person that was speaking to me was like, "Oh, you know, certain things you just shouldn't speak about if you're speaking about it to yourself, because it's very easy for somebody to miscommunicate or misunderstand what you're trying to say to them." And I thought about it, and I said, no, I have to talk about it. And the reason why is because when you have real conversations with women, not on social media, not when people are trying to pander, because it's hard to decipher where things are coming from on social media, because even through text message, it's hard for you to retone through text. Most women you speak to all have an encounter of somebody doing some type of sexual assault, some type of sexual misconduct, compromising their safety, compromising their body. And it would appear that it's all happening around the same time. Unless you are an absolute monster of a person, most of the mishandlings that I've seen usually happen around high school and college. And the reason why that is because vagina is relatively new, and the things that's told to most niggas is terrible advice, because all they do is talk to you about sealing the deal at all costs. So with me having a platform, since nobody speaks about it, but everybody wants change, it is not even like they want change like change shouldn't happen, but change only happens if a lightning rod happens that can be universally understood. And if the lightning rod has to be my show, then cool. And if people want to dismiss the fact that I'm talking about it, like, look, this nigga, like, you need to stay in your lane, then which one do y'all want? Do y'all want men to speak to other men to eliminate the problem, which is sexual misconduct and making women feel uncomfortable? Or do you just want niggas to continue not to say something and just get terrible advice from hood niggas, or terrible advice from people who are predatory in nature, which is what I'm trying to alleviate as far as the culture is concerned, the culture of just the inner workings between men and women? So I'm going to go into the gravest detail that I can possibly get. You're probably not going to laugh this episode unless I have some time at the end, and then I'll try to clean it up with something comedic. But this is very important. So let's start from the top. It is not consent if both of y'all are drunk. That's not what was happening. And as me and the person that hit me up were speaking to one another, they were saying like, "Oh, you know, just because you're drunk doesn't mean you have to do anything." And I was like, "No, that's not even that. Like, the way it goes is when you're coming up, you're told, like, yo, if shorty's front, or if shorty's not trying to give the draws, or if shorty's uptight, just give her some drinks and that'll loosen her up." Basically, weaponizing liquor to get the woman to do what you want her to do. And there's less emphasis on building chemistry with somebody and then them doing things on their own volition once they feel comfortable with you. And there's less tips on making someone feel comfortable with you. But you know what? I'm not even liking that sentence, because that sounds predatory. The key is, if you have something in mind, because at this point, niggas is adults. If you see someone, you want to have sex with someone, okay, cool. The number one thing is being out in the open about how you feel and establishing a rapport. and establishing comfort, because people are not objects. People are people. Building a relationship, no matter where the relationship goes, should be paramount. So if you're in a situation to where somebody doesn't feel comfortable with giving their body to you, the goal is not to look for vices for them to open up so they can give to you what you want to take from them. Because that's what niggas was told when I was younger. Like, yo, just get shorty drunk and then it's lit. And I mean, shorty's probably going to be fronting. If you got weed, just smoke her up, or, yo, always have liquor on deck. You know what I'm saying? And that type of thing has to change. Because this is what happens. A woman, I'm just talking about specifically with men and women, because these are my dealings. A woman will trust you with her safety. Hang out with you when it's just you and her. Whether, even if you guys are out in public, you're the bigger and stronger person as the man. So it's your job to protect her. So if she's out with you, her safety is with you. And if she's going to be drinking or smoking or whatever, she's reducing everything about her that's sensory. So she's really entrusting you with her safety, right? And if this is happening and she decides to be in closed spaces with you, right? But then something changes. Or maybe she just wants to be in closed spaces with you because this is just what she wants to do. She just wants to be away from everybody. She wants to hang out with you in closed corridors. And that doesn't immediately translate to sex. That needs to be okay. She doesn't owe you anything. And it shouldn't be some, yo, if you're not fucking, then why are you in here type shit, right? Because there's ways that have those types of conversations. I'll give you an example, and then we'll go back to the liquor thing. I remember when I was in college, right? There was a girl, and we were speaking to one another. I mean, we was always dancing at parties, feeling up on each other. She'll feel on my privates, I'll feel on her. She had humongous titties, fat ass, and all that, right? But she was a little hesitant on having sex with me, which is totally fine. So what would happen is she would come to my room late at night, and we'd be laying down, we'd be talking, and then, I mean, things get physical, we're kissing, just kissing away, and then I'm ready to take things to another level, right? She says to me, like, yo, I'm not ready for this. Now, this is what I told her, and this is not revisionist history. This is exactly what I said to her. I was 22 years old. I was like, yo, I'm cool if you don't want to have sex. But I feel like this is unfair to me, putting me in these type of positions. And automatically, like, her eyebrows raised, her ears raised, and she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I'll explain to you what I mean. What I mean is, if we're sitting there and we're talking, that's one thing. But at a certain point, I believe certain thresholds shouldn't be pushed if you're not ready to do certain things. If me and you were chilling in my room and it's 7 o'clock in the afternoon and you're about to leave at the end of the night, that's one thing. If you say to me like, yo, Reek, I really just want to lay with you because I just feel so comfortable around you and I agree to that, and that's another thing. But if you're sitting over here, grabbing on my dick, kissing on me, we're having drinks, you're rubbing all over my chest, you're getting naked, laying in my bed, and it's 3 in the morning, and you're like, Reek, I don't want to do this because you just don't want to have sex with me in general, then that's cool. But we don't need to be naked in a bed at 3 in the morning if this is not how you feel. Because it's not about me spending time with you. I'll spend time with you. We can chill, whatever have you. But I feel like we should be in certain predicaments or when we're willing to go to certain places. She understood. She's like, do you want me to leave? I was like, I'm not going to sit here and kick you out because you didn't give me no ass. But what I'm saying is like, it's kind of unfair that you look amazing and it's obvious that I'm attracted to you and that you're attracted to me. And I feel like you're playing games because we could spend quality time without getting naked and feeling on each other's private parts and kissing at 3 in the morning. And then, I mean, she decided that she wanted to go and it's okay, cool. What niggas will take from that is, yeah, nigga, she didn't give you no pussy. You need to kick her ass out because what the fuck is she coming over here for? And that type of shit needs to exit the paint. Making women feel uncomfortable because they're not doing what you want them to do has to leave. know what I'm saying? It just has to. So as far as his drinking shit is concerned, right? If you and the person is drinking and everything is cool and it's understood y'all are getting drinks. She's having a drink, you're having a drink. She's having a drink, you're having a drink. You're not having less liquor than her so she can be more fucked up than you. Everything's all right, both of y'all are drunk. And then things happen consensually, and then as things are starting to get more hot and heavy, you're not feeling uncomfortable, she's not feeling uncomfortable, and niggas know right from wrong. You know when something's consensual or not. It's not, yo, she said no, so I'm going to wait a little longer, then I'm going to wait, I'm going to try again. You know what I'm saying? Because then she's like, man, let me just give this nigga some pussy so I can feel safe. I'm talking about y'all drunk. Everything is cool. Everything's all right. You're not, there's no coercion going on. And then sex happens. She's grabbing on you, you're grabbing on her, and then things happen. It's very different than, man, I might just get her drunk and I'm just going to wait it out. These are the things that need to start happening. Because when I was talking to this person, they was like, yeah, you know, liquor, you know, it's a sticky situation. I'm like, yeah, but niggas need to know or just at least hear it out loud what to do when liquor's involved, because drunk sex is inevitable. It's going to happen. If you are somebody who enjoys liquor and I'm somebody who enjoys liquor, sex is going to happen. But knowing how to navigate should be important. She's like, no, you're saying that it has to. I'm like, yo, if you smoke weed and I smoke weed, you don't think we're ever going to have high sex? Well, what planet do you live in? Of course we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? But the stories that I've been told is niggas is weaponizing liquor, or niggas is weaponizing vibes, or niggas will use against you that you're in their private space so you owe them something. And that shit has to change because that shit is disgusting. And the reason why it's disgusting is because this is what we were taught. This is a fucking newsflash. Like, if we're going to change things, we need to change it for real. Say out loud the wrongdoing that was happening. So when we have sons and when we have daughters and the next generation and the generation after that, this creep shit can stop. It has to stop. And it happens with the young niggas because young niggas learn how to get pussy on their own or with the worst advice possible, or niggas get told shortcuts. And sex is not something that should come with shortcuts. If shorty's on timing and you're on timing, that's not a shortcut. Both of y'all making an adult decision. If she's a little hesitant and you on super timing and you're using things to aid you to be on timing, that shit got to stop. It just has to. But we're over here blaming kids like, yo, who's raising these people? Who's raising this? Parents talk about sex, but I'm here to tell you, niggas are not telling their sons how to actually get pussy. This is what it is. You know how niggas learn how to get pussy? From other niggas that get pussy. So, son, how the fuck are you doing this? Yo, I see you doing. Yo, what's all right, come under my wing. Niggas talk amongst each other. So there's a whole bunch of niggas that's the same age giving advice. It's the blind leading the blind. Nobody with actual tutelage is telling niggas what to do. And then niggas learn the worst way when their man catches a rape charge, or when a fucked up rumor goes out about them when it's most likely true. Or niggas not even having an understanding of what consent is. Like, nigga, I didn't rape her. I didn't fucking rape her. I didn't rip her drawers off. I didn't rip her pants off. I didn't rip her shirt off. I didn't force myself into her. I didn't do none of that shit, so I'm not no rapist. And then different things aren't being told to niggas, bro. And if we want this shit to stop, more public platforms need to say this shit. Niggas is told, like, yo, son, you got the kill? Well, she was fronting, nigga. Yo, what kind of wine you got? Like, you know what I'm saying? And niggas will start going towards vices as opposed to, yo, like, when y'all was talking, did she seem like she was that type of girl that just wanted to fuck? Okay, well, okay, so if it's not that, then are you just trying to fuck? Okay, did you make that clear? All right, what kind of chemistry do y'all have? What kind of conversations did y'all have? Do y'all have a relationship? Does she feel comfortable to do anything physical with you? What are you doing so she can just feel comfortable around you, period? Like, fuck sex. Yet, are you treating her like an object? Are you learning who she is as a person? Are you learning her likes and dislikes? What about after sex? Do y'all still want to be cool after that? Because the way you're going about things, you're going about things in a predatory way, and being a predator isn't cool. So what you need to do, you need to switch up the whole strategy. Get to know her. Have her get to know you. Be vulnerable. If things happen, things happen. If things don't, things don't. Everything is going to happen, will happen. But you trying to force the issue, especially when you're talking about a woman's body, has to end. It just fucking has to. The whole, man, she knows what the fuck it was. She knows what. That has to stop. So I can't just sit idly by and watch young women get taken advantage of by niggas that just have no knowledge on the subject. Because learning how on the fly on how to do the adult act, which is having sex, is scary. This is why when I was coming up, women would always tell me, yo, I only fuck with older niggas. Now, we see that that's rapey behavior. Now, we see that as statutory rape. Now, we view those niggas as sexual predators. But this was not in the landscape when I was fucking 14. Being referred to as a sexual predator was not in the landscape when I was 16. Having niggas come through and drive their car to the high school and pick a joint up was common. Having a 20-year-old nigga fuck with a 16-year-old girl was common. This is what was going on. Niggas that graduated wild years ago coming back and fucking with niggas at after prom and drinking and smoking with niggas was common. All these things was common. Want to know why? Because everybody was learning on the fly because nobody wanted to say things out loud. Nobody. Everybody wants to blame the woman. Yo, she should have chose better. We are bigger and stronger than women, bro. That's just what the fuck it is. I've been having sex since I was 15. I have zero stories of a girl making me do something that I didn't want to do. Making me? Like I felt threatened if I didn't do what she said? No chance. Never. I'm 6'2", 235 pounds. I can make a woman do something. And niggas have this knowledge, but I would never do no shit like that. But you know how niggas get corrupted? Niggas are told sexually predatory shortcuts under the guise of advice. Son, if she's not with it, then I mean, while she sleep, just put your dick like in her hand, or put your dick like on her face, and then she might just start sucking that shit. Or yo, if you don't got no weed, then you're not really trying to get no pussy. Or all right, if she fronted on you, then just fuck around, just try again later, start kissing up on that, just kiss up on her and grab on her and bring it tighter towards you, and then one thing is going to lead to another and she's going to drop the panties. That's nasty. That is fucking gross. It is. But it doesn't seem like it's gross when you're first starting to get pussy, because niggas want pussy at all costs, especially when they're 19. They might have lost their virginity 2-3 years ago. Niggas aren't, unless you're the man, know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying the man like just because you can get sex, you're the man. But unless you are mature beyond your years and you have an understanding of how to have sustainable sex when you're 15, 16, you're an anomaly. Most niggas is getting sex sporadically in high school when they can get it. They're getting it, know what I'm saying, behind the stairwell. They're getting it under the bleachers. They're getting it outside. They're getting it in the park. They're getting it in the bathroom. They're getting it behind the stairs. You know what I'm saying? They're getting it in their parents' room when their parents is at work on some sneaky shit. Like, it's the wild, wild west, son. So, yeah, I just really wanted to make that shit clear. Fucking around and just using liquor to your advantage is not the wave. There's adult things do everything. If you're an adult, she's an adult, and it's understood, like, yo, we're going to get drunk, and whatever happens, happens. You cool with that? And then she's like, yo, I'm cool with that. Even if you don't frame it that way, because here's another thing. Sex is usually something that happens organically. Happens based off of momentum. Sexual momentum usually what leads to sex. And vibes and whatever have you. So, if y'all chilling, I mean, y'all talking, you touch her, she's touching you, now y'all kissing. Now clothes are getting removed. More clothes are getting removed. More kissing is happening. You touching on things, she's touching on things. Nobody's feeling that everything is happening in a cohesive fashion. That's one thing. Now, I can't just be like, yeah. She got to be like, yes, I want to have sex with you right now. And because that rarely happens. It's usually like a feel thing. But what you need to do is not feel like, oh, she's not with her right now. So what can I do to like make the vibe right? And then go to things that's third party. And then do things to take advantage of her and be like, why would you get naked in my bed if you don't want to give me no pussy? Because that shit is, there's ways to have that conversation. Like, yo, I don't feel comfortable with this. The same way your comfort is at the forefront, my comfort is at the forefront too. I don't feel comfortable feeling this way about you, being this sexually attracted to you, and you're laying naked in my bed and sex isn't happening. Because I'd much rather not be in this position in the first place. We can go out, we can be in public settings, we can even be in private settings. But the act of both of us getting naked in a bed and it's late now, I feel like that shit is unfair. We shouldn't even be doing this. Why are we laying with each other naked? For what? You know what I'm saying? Like, we haven't even established this type of relationship. So are you doing this to, like, test me? Or even if you have the things that's personal to you, which I'm down for, we need to be in this together. Sex is an act that happens with two people. I have to be comfortable. You have to be comfortable. You feel me? But whiling on women that you might have think they was with it, and then they come in your crib and they night with it, so you just treat them like shit, that shit got to stop. You're surely mad uptight. I'm going to give her more drinks. I'm going to have one drink. I'm going to give her three drinks. I'm going to pour mad juice in my cup so I can be coherent and I know she's going to be off the shits and it's going to make shit easier. That shit has to stop. It has to. Like, for real. And this is usually things that you know when you're older, after you did something fucked up to somebody. Or if you didn't do it, God willing it wasn't you, you have a story. Yeah, this nigga Terry had such and such in the room, and now, I mean, she wasn't really with it, and this nigga just barked on her, and then she said, fuck it, and now, I mean, now she's saying Terry raped her. And now there's a divide. You know that nigga didn't rape you. Yo, nobody believes women. And then all this type of shit. When we there needs to be less division. For real. And it starts with niggas. With this particular thing, it starts with niggas, because women can't do nothing to compromise you physically. They just fucking can't. And this is the fucking truth, and it needs to be said. So it starts with you. If she doesn't feel comfortable doing nothing with you, then that's where it needs to stop. Period. You're going to another, you're not with it. All right, cool, we can lay down, we can chill. My bad, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. Because comfort comes first. Respect comes first. Honor comes first. Respecting the person in front of you comes first. Not treating them like a piece of meat comes first. It's just, they go from a person to an inanimate object. Man, this bitch ain't trying to give me no pussy. Yo, get the fuck out my room. No, I'm not taking you home. That's gross, son. That is no good. For real. You know what I'm saying? This is specific to the young niggas, because this is what's happening in college, yo. It's the blind leading the blind. Nobody's ever bringing up chemistry. Nobody's ever bringing up comfort. Nobody's ever bringing up consent. It's, yo, do what you got to do to get that pussy. Oh, you got that? You got to do what you got to do out here, bro. Know what I'm saying? Some girls just need more pushing on than others. Nah, son. No. That has to stop, son. It just fucking has to. That it absolutely has to end. A woman's comfort with you because she's trusting you with something has to come first. That shit is irreplaceable. That shit is immeasurable. That shit is invaluable. Somebody trusting you with their body and their comfort. Trusting you with their well-being. And because they're not doing what you want them to do, you vilify them for it. You wall them up for it. Or complete monster niggas, like, man, you about to give me this pussy, fuck that. Yuck, son, no. And it can be a situation to where you're doing shit at 17, 18, and then you grow older, and it's like, man, I was young and dumb. Nah, son, this type of shit needs to be nipped in the bud now, at 18, 19, 20, when pussy is fresh, and you're pussy crazy, and you're willing to get it at all costs. Nah, son, respect comes first. If she's not with it, she's not with it. Period. And it's not up for you to decide why she isn't with it. She just isn't. If she is with it and it's all good, then it's all good. But if it's not all good, then it's not all good. You feel me? Peace and blessings. Pass the dressing. Send an email in regards to what I just said. I would deeply appreciate it. and I'll speak to y'all soon.